This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Nagai.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Seems like not a great name. For them, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, yes, it says gay, and that's not really necessarily what I'm saying. It just doesn't sound very evocative or good.
No. It performs
too many vowels.
Yeah, too many vowels is the thing. And a lot of vowels.
Fucking four vowels in that shit.
I think you just messed up. The secret to making a Cthulhu name is not a lot of vowels in a row. It's a lot of consonants in a row. Consonants,
yeah. Do you think Cthulhu loves vowels?
Come on.
Yeah, there are two vowels in Cthulhu.
Blah.
You know? Not. It's not. This is like a reverse Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Thanks, no. Eddie Burton. With your story, darkness, comma, my name is. Hey, Slim Shady.
Okay.
Again.
Hi. My name is Darkness.
My name is Darkness.
It's the Eminem Marilyn Manson crossover we never got.
Yeah, and never deserved.
Oh no.
Mr. Shiny didn't get it to us.
So this is the other part of the 1-2 punch. Toadman Fortnite.
Yep.
They serve the god Sayaga.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's rare that we run into these where I'm just kind of like, I don't know what this thing
is. What is that? So they spawn from Sayaga. I don't know what Sayaga's whole deal is.
Yeah.
But they share the desires for hatred, murder, and suffering, which that seems like table stakes to me.
Yep. They're gross. The book says, needless to say, contacting these foul beasts is hazardous.
Cool.
Thanks.
Again, I would assume.
We'll learn more probably when we get to Sayaga.
Yeah.
You know? So these are like evil kind of toad frog things. Real slimy. They do a good job of making them disgusting.
Yes.
Sounding.
They've got a writhing mass of tentacles instead of a face. You know, all the usual thing. They've got an oversized mouth with two forked tongues. Good detail. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the regular kind of attacks. They affect your sanity. However... they've got
a great sentence here. Yeah.
Yep,
the creature prefers to bite when possible because it likes the taste of flesh. It is also confident in the strength of its venom. so I'm glad they're doing good.
he's got venom hubris.
Yeah. He's confident about it.
Yeah.
As well, he should be.
Yeah. The other cool thing, when you kill one of these, they dissolve into a corrosive black slime that will kind of disable any investigators nearby.
They stink bomb, yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. If you're going to take me out, I'm going to take all of you down for just like a second.
Mildly or two, maybe? Inconvenience you.
Yeah. Like, I'll probably like blister your skin a little bit, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. Yeah. If you drink it,
it'd be like if you kill the predator, and as he's going down, he presses the button and you get like a splinter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like ow, that's good. That might get infected. Owl. Get me to the chopper. There's a first aid kit there.
Mm-hmm. You think if these guys, if things were wild enough in Mythos time, eventually someone would make a cocktail out of one of these things?
Absolutely.
Like this corrosive black slime, like just like a pinch of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it would be like fucking Malort. No, but for Mythos.
You say Malort as though it's a thing anybody knows about.
It's a foul concoction of the Midwest.
Is a little bit like, is that like Moussaka where it's like licorice flavored or?
No, it is. I mean, there's probably a little hint of licorice in it. It is this herbal booze that is like Chicago, I think. Is the provenance of it, but it's a thing in Illinois, and it's like a lot of my friends have it around, some of which have said they actually like it. I don't believe them. Some of them keep it around just because they're just, you know, you just be like, here, have some more, you know. It's just kind of like it's the drink equivalent of being in a locker room and like one of your friends being like, here, I haven't washed my gym shirt all year, smell it.
Right,
it's that. It's really foul. It tastes very vomity. So this is like a Malort kind of cocktail.
Yeah,
like if you drink some of this Nagai.
Yeah, no, I said Moussaka, but that's like a casserole kind of thing. What I meant was ouzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, ouzo. I mean, ouzo is just like, it's not that different from what's its head, that Jägermeister.
Yeah,
like that's just a licorice.
Yeah,
flavored liqueur. Like that's drinkable. Like, more, it's a whole different ball game. Actually, when we go to Milwaukee, there's probably a bar that has it, and we will do some.
Oh, geez.
Like I, okay. It's I mean, it's just the cycle of violence, man. You just got to get other people to try it.
Yeah, I get it. But I like, I don't want to commit to actually like drinking a lot of it. I just want to taste.
Oh, no, you don't drink a lot of it. You do a shot. Like, okay. you don't, you know, it's one drink.
Well,
we're not going to buy a bottle and just have it around the hotel room for fucking breakfast, my lord. Malorts and torts in the morning. Like, we're not doing malorts and torts, bro.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.